NASA's plan didn't get off the ground. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News, postponing this morning's launch of a new moon rocket being tested.
The issue that came up was an engine bleed that couldn't be remedied. But the rocket is currently in a stable configuration.
NASA's Daryl Nail, after a series of issues overnight, including thunderstorms that delayed fueling.
Then while loading the rocket's super-cooled liquid oxygen, liquid hydrogen fuel, engineers investigated two potential leaks. They were able to resolve those concerns, but ultimately, it was a problem with the temperature of one of the rocket's four engines that led NASA officials to scrub the launch.
Fox's Jonathan Sari at Kennedy Space Center. The next launch attempt might be Friday for the Artemis rocket, carrying an Orion capsule without any astronauts on board. There are three test dummies they'll study on a six-week mission around the moon for exposure to radiation and other conditions. Police in Bend, Oregon are trying to figure out why a gunman went into a grocery store last night and killed two people.
Witnesses described the scene as horrifying, telling the Associated Press that people were screaming and running as the shooter went through the Safeway, quote, spraying shots. Bend Police Chief Mike Krantz says an AR-15 rifle and a shotgun were recovered near the shooter, whose body was found inside the store. No shots were fired by police.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. Two police officers were injured in a shooting last night in Phoenix, Arizona that left two people dead, three others wounded. The gunman was later found dead. An NFL player was also shot last night in Washington, D.C. Commanders rookie running back Brian Robinson. The team says it was an attempted robbery or carjacking.
According to the Commanders, Robinson has non-life-threatening injuries and is currently being treated at the hospital. Head coach Ron Rivera says on his Twitter page he's spoken to Robinson and he's currently in high spirits. The Washington Times reports police are looking for two suspects.
That's Fox's Ryan Schmelz. America's listening to Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.
Stocks are down again this morning, a continuation of Friday's sell-off that dragged the Dow down 1,000 points. Well, today, the Dow's falling another 243 points. The Nasdaq's losing 87. The S&P 500 is down 25 points. The price of oil is rising more than $2, back over 95 bucks a barrel, while gas keeps up its daily decline from the $5 record high. It's dropped 76 days in a row.
Prices fell another 13 cents over the last 2 weeks to a new national average of $3.97 a gallon. Oil industry analyst Trilby Lumberg says weak demand from consumers is helping fuel the drop.
Retailers and refiners have been cutting price aggressively to seek sales.
But Lumberg says regardless of the laws of supply and demand, one factor will weigh most heavily in where prices head from here.
Crude oil prices will play a more important role. If they bounce back up, that'll be the end of it instantly.
The average price per gallon remains 75 cents higher than a year ago. Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
Now, AAA's national average for regular gas is less than Lundberg's, $3.85 per gallon. The price of diesel, however, has been rising. It's up 8 cents the past week, back over $5 a gallon. There's a new number one movie in America.
Sony scores best at the sluggish box office. Its low-budget horror flick debuts on top.
To Eve, my new bride.
I want to go home.
But this is your home.
The Invitation, with 7 million in ticket sales in its first weekend in theaters. Meanwhile, Sony's Bullet Train rides in at number two, the Brad Pitt action comedy selling $5.6 million worth of tickets in its fourth weekend. Universal's Beast dropping to third place in its second weekend with just under 5 million in ticket sales.
That's Kathleen Maloney. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.